Game one of a day-night doubleheader between the Indians and the Tigers, and the great citizens of the Motor City doing their part to help the victims of Hurricane Harvey. Let's pick it up top six.
There's a swing, a line drive to left, deep, way back and gone. Instant home run off the bat of Edwin Encarnacion, his 32nd of the year, 2-1 Indians.
That's why they got him. Boy, as he performed, no doubter, as Dan said, not how far it went, but how fast it went out of this ballpark. It was quickly a home run.
The 1-2, curveball, soft tapper to the left side, charging his Lindor. He gloves it, bobbles it, and he won't be able to hang on. Presley scores, and the Tigers have tied it at 2. He was going to have to do everything right to get Matuk, and he couldn't handle it. 2-2 game here in the 8th. Green works from the middle of the rubber from the stretch. The 1-2. Swinging a high fly ball, right center field, on the run, Jacoby Jones and Presley. It's one hop up against the scoreboard in right center. Jay Bruce is rounding second, heading to third, and he will make it easily ahead of the throw. Jay Bruce triples to right center field with one out in the 9th. The strike one. Swinging the line drive, base hit into center. Indians take a 3-2 lead. Fastball, he turned it right around. Sharp line drive, single for Lindor, 3-2 Indians.
Yeah, fastball over the plate, did not miss it. As I said early on, they handled him, but that was a hittable pitch, and he did not miss it.
Miguel waiting on the 1-1, on the way, swinging a line drive right to the glove of Lindor. It's short, and the game is over.
How many times have we seen that?
Oh, man.
My goodness.
Miguel Cabrera squared it up for the third time today, and for the third time today, it ends up in the glove of an Indians defender. Our final score, the Indians take game one of the day-night doubleheader, 3-2.
In what was game one of the post-Justin Verlander era in Detroit, the Tigers fell to the Indians by a 3-2 score, giving Cleveland their 8th consecutive win. Here is Detroit skipper Brad Ausmus.
Really well-pitched game. Carrasco's tough, as always. Our pitchers, matched him for the most part. And really, Miggy hit the ball on the screws at the end of the game. He hit the ball on the screws 3 times and didn't get anything to show for it. That's baseball. Well, he's got very good stuff. He's got, he throws 95. He's got a good slider and a good changeup. He can throw it to both sides. He's one of the better pitchers in the American League. Well, he's still working on the cleaned up delivery. It looked good. He got some strikeouts today, which was nice to see. The command was still spotty at times, which led to the high pitch count, but it's, overall not a bad outing. Night and day, it was a stretch of rough outings, but it's not like he hasn't pitched well this level before. He just hasn't done it consistently. No one's excited about it because you want to win, and you took two very good players, traded them for minor league players that won't join us here or help us. So in that sense, it's a little disappointing, but in baseball, get used to the fact that players come and go, and it is a business, and you still have a job to do.
Matt Boyd settled for a no decision on Friday despite a solid effort. He turned in 5 innings of 1-run ball as he struck out 5 on the day. Boyd spoke to the media after the Tigers were edged by the Indians at Comerica Park in game one of their doubleheader, 3-2.
I mean, a few pitches. That's really the main difference. That's executing a pitch or, getting away with one or whatnot. That's usually the difference in the games and a good one or a bad one, But, always building, always working to get better, always, going, preparing for tomorrow now to build off today.
I know they've added arms, but every starter would like to go as far as he can. You were at 98 pitches through 5. Was that about it for you, do you think?
I go till, Brad pulls back the reins. It's a mentality more than anything, but I shot myself in the foot with 98 pitches. That's in 5 innings today. That's my own undoing. It's too many 3-ball counts, and need to put guys away a little faster in that sense.
Is that where you need to concentrate a little bit more on first pitch strikes, or are guys able to figure some things out to force you into those 3-ball counts? How do you adjust to something like that and fix that?
I think if they could put your finger on one thing, it's 7 3 ball counts that really came back to bite me and raise my pitch count. And that's my own undoing. I need to make a few more competitive pitches earlier in the at bat. You'd rather get the guy out 0-2, 1-2 as compared to 3-2.